Hey, this is Cap, and thank you for listening to the Cap & Company podcast brought to you by Miller Lite, the presenting sponsor of the 2020 ESPN 1000 Virtual Fantasy Football Championship. Find out how to be a part of it at ESPNFFC.com.
Did you miss some Cap & Company? Your podcast is ready. Chicago's home for sports is on the all-new ESPN Chicago app.
This is Cap & Company on ESPN 1000.
So last night, on the six-year anniversary of making his major league debut, so he's not a kid, he's a veteran, tough, talented, amazing player with great charisma. Javi Baez is standing at home plate, and he bloops one down the right field line, and he stands there. Doesn't even jog. He stands there. Because it's clearly going to go into stands, and it's going to be fouled by 80 feet. Oops. Ball lands fair. And I'm in my family room going, run! Now he only gets to first. Rizzo hustles all the way to third. So it's first and third, nobody out. Instead of second and third, nobody out. Next guy hits a ground ball to short. 6-4-3. Double play. Rizzo scores. And I go, are you kidding me? If you're standing on second, there's no double play. And it's amazing to me the number of people on social media, cut off your break. If he said first, then the Rizzo maybe doesn't get the third. Rizzo is getting the third. You either play the game one way, the right way, or you don't. Now, I'm not calling for him to be benched. I'm not.
Whoa, hold on a second. Hold on a second.
Stop the bus.
Back that beep, up. Beep, 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 beep.
Wow.
Last season, when the unprofessional manager, Joe Maddon, in your words, unprofessional.
I never said that.
He's the most professional manager in the history of Major League Baseball. But in your words, Mr. Petting Zoo's magicians and unprofessional manager, Javi Baez did the exact same thing. We came on the air the very next day, and you demanded that Joe Maddon take action, and you demanded Javi Baez rides the pine.
Correct.
And Fast forward a year, and you are not demanding the same from the professional manager, David Ross, and you are letting this slide. Explain yourself in front of the jury.
And before you say that you didn't say he was unprofessional, let's go back to earlier this week on this show. You said this.
I love the honesty, Danny. I know Joe's your guy. He's a wonderfully nice man. The petting zoos are good on the West Coast now. He can have them in L.A. We got a professional manager with a freaking baseball team.
Joe wasn't a professional manager.
I didn't
what
say
I'm saying
that.
To Did you is, leave your brain on the Mississippi River? Honest to God.
So that was earlier this week.
Okay, so you want me to explain why I'm not benching Javi?
I just want to know why you're Mr. Consistency. Wake up and find a way to win a baseball game.
Just find that baseball
it's all
game.
About consistency. Last year, Joe Maddon needed to bench Javi. This year, David Ross, professional manager, does not. Please, just explain to us your thinking.
Well, it leads to my next tattoo.
Alan?
No, my next.
Forgiveness is key?
Nope. Alan was the first one.
Flip every chance you get.
Nope. It's called unity. Unity. I spoke with a former major league player last night after I was more than a little pissed off that Javi didn't run. And said friend who played many years in the big leagues reaches out and says to me, Cap, when you and I were coming up, you're right. Our managers would have pulled this. Bobby Cox pulled Andrew Jones off the field in the middle of an inning and goes, get out. You're done. And then completely buried him in the postgame.
You used the Andrew Jones last year as an example of why Maddon needed to bench Javi.
Correct. And this guy said to me, I agree with you. And when I played, that's exactly what would have happened. That isn't the way you reach players today in 2020. He said, don't believe when he says, I'm not going to be that manager, because I spoke to him again this morning. He said, I heard David Ross say, I'm not going to be that nitpicky manager. He goes, I can guarantee you 100% that whether it was David or Anthony Rizzo or John Lester or Chris Bryant or Jason Hayward, somebody spoke to him because he admitted he was wrong. He said, I guarantee you that the veterans on that team are policing it. He goes, now, if it continued to happen, that's a different story. But he said, you got to understand you can reach people in a different way today. So I'm willing to look at that team and say, there's great unity on that team. There's great leadership on that team. Now, better not happen again, but I am willing to evolve and understand. But people on social media that want to defend it, all you're doing is stargazing. Well, he's Javi. He's our star player. I can't get after Javi Baez. And Cap's just a jagbag because he fires on Javi Baez. I just tell the truth, man. I show up every freaking day and I just tell the truth. I'm just me. You don't have to agree with me. I don't care if you agree with me. I don't. All I'm telling you is that's not the right way to play the game. But I'm not saying he should be benched today. I'm willing to understand we're in a different time. It's a different world. I get it. We don't smack our kids. I got hit when I was a little kid, and I deserved it. We don't do that today. Maybe that's not the best thing, but that's a fact. So I'm willing to evolve. I understand. It better not happen again.
Yeah, what you're saying is great, and I love evolving. I think every person should have a chance to evolve and grow and learn.
By the way, I'm getting unity. That's my next one, I think.
Yeah, unity. I love it. What's
the picture, though? Just the word?
I haven't figured that out yet.
Maybe a little ribbon?
I haven't figured that out yet.
A unity ribbon?
No, that's too much like a participation ribbon. I don't know. I'll take suggestions. I want a unity tattoo, but I got to figure out. I don't just want block letters, unity. No, I want something cool about
you. You have a lot of animals on your body, on your person. What animal do you think of when you?
I don't have one animal. I have one. I have a shark. That's it.
And the dolphin on your back?
I don't have a dolphin on my back. Good try.
What animal do you think of when you hear the word unity? What's the first animal that popped into your head, Danny? What's the first animal that popped into your head?
A lion, because they travel in a pack.
Sadly, I thought of a raccoon. I don't know why. I just
I'm not getting a freaking raccoon.
Yeah, can I go back to the bias thing for a minute?
Did Cap answer what animal? What?
I like the lion one.
No. What animal popped into your head?
A wolf. A wolf is in a pack. They hunt together in a pack. If you see one wolf, you're doomed.
No, not a dove. Actually, my three dogs popped in my head.
Okay.
Because we're unified in
my
house.
Yeah. Like I thought raccoon because, they're unified when they're rummaging through your trash.
Yeah,
they all
exactly.
Look up together. They're like, oh, we're caught.
Yeah, we got to go. So.
Can I go back to your bias BS real quick?
Bias BS?
Yeah, I think it's BS. I'm all for evolving and growing.
Mm-hmm.
But you're talking about less than 12 months ago. It's not like you're talking 1994 to today. We're growing, we're learning, and it's different. This is literally less than 12 months ago. The same players were playing last year. The same message that you wanted to apply to Javi Baez last year should apply this year. Growing and evolving shouldn't be like you're characterizing these guys as they're like the modern day ball player, and your old school mentality didn't work with them. But it's the same guys. You're not dealing with the 84 Cubs. You're not applying that logic to the 84 Cubs. It's the same team and the same guys.
Okay, a couple things. One, last year at the winter meetings, last December, I talked to Joe Maddon, and he said, you and I are never going to agree. I'm just telling you, you can't be punitive all the time. You can't. He said, someday you'll agree with me. I'm not to his level yet of loosey-goosey. I'm not. I probably never will be. But I read a really good thing where Bill Belichick said, look, if something happens, I don't get involved unless it reaches a really, really serious level. I leave my veteran players in charge. They police the club. And if something happens, they take care of it. I don't have to take care of it. It's professional sports. I need my guys to be playing the right way. So I let the veterans police it. I'm willing to allow a group of veterans to police it. Period. But if I see him again in a week standing there, he came out and said I was wrong. That's number one, an important step, A. B, I'm willing to evolve. So all the haters, take that.
So did you evolve from your video last night? People are saying that on your video last night, you said that Javi needed to be benched.
I did not say that, ever.
Okay.
That
I'm asking. If you didn't say it, then you didn't say it. I was just asking.
That never was said on the video.
Okay.
Never. 312-332-3776. Tony's in Yorkville, Illinois. Hey, Tony, what's up, man?
Hey, good morning. I love the show. Love you guys.
Love you.
So, I got a serious question here about everything. These tattoo names, are you getting these from, you know when you walk through the office and you go through somebody's kind of office door and you see those plaques on the wall that say like stronger or together or unity?
Yeah.
So over under the chance, is your next tattoo going to be the picture of like the cat that's holding onto the rope and then underneath it goes hang on?
Yeah, that's a no shot. That's never.
Sorry, Ken. Love you guys. Love the show.
We love you. See ya. 312-332-3776. What did you think of Javi last night? There are many out there that bench him, bench him. After talking with people in the game, and I understand things are different today, doesn't mean it's all the way it should be. It's not. I understand. Let your veteran players police it. And as I was told by somebody this morning, it's being addressed. Trust me. It's being addressed. It was not, whatever. It was not. But David's also not going to be the guy to just throw him under the bus the first time. I'm willing to evolve. 312-332-3776. We'll talk about Javi coming up.
It's Cap and Company. Follow us on the gram at Cap and Co. and ESPN underscore Chicago. This is Chicago's home for sports. ESPN 1000.
Just sit there, Cappy. Just give me 1 second. Did you lie to me?
What I do?
Did he lie? He comes in here every day and he's honest.
Did you lie?
He wakes up and he comes in to try to do a radio show, just make it through the show and be honest.
Just hold on over there, Cap. Let's go to the audio tape, your video last night.
The point is, if Javi's standing on second where he should have been, it's not a double play. Now, it didn't cost you tonight. Like that can cost you baseball games. And that crap has to stop. Javi, you're better than that. You're a great player. That stuff has to stop. And I guarantee you, David Ross will address it. Will he get benched? Probably not. They don't do that today. My day, because I'm older, I would have said, you're sitting tomorrow. But that's not going to happen. I get it.
Yeah, exactly my point. I get it. I understand it.
But
I'm not screaming from the mountaintops to bench him.
Yeah, but you would bench him.
No, back in my day, I said you would have got benched.
But you would be the person back in your day who would be benching him.
Back then, yes, 100%. Today, no, that's not how it's done. I get it. I understand.
So Cap in the past would have benched him. Your take is that you would bench Javi Baez.
Yeah, when I was coaching, that's how it went. That was absolutely what was done. That's what Bobby Cox did, who's in the Hall of Fame, I might add. It's not that way today. It isn't. I get it. I understand. That BS better not happen again. And it better not cost you a baseball game like it did in Pittsburgh last year when he hit a ball that he thought was gone and he pimped it at home plate and the ball hit the wall and they ended up losing in the ninth because they fell a run short. So I'm evolving. I'm understanding your generation. You guys are softer. I get it.
Well, that's an unnecessary shot.
I had to
Some
take
would
it.
Suggest that the millennial generation deals with more BS to begin with, so we're a bit tougher. So
oh
take
my
that.
God.
Oh, I'm sorry. College ends, and you're just handed jobs left and right. Have a job. You want a job? Here's a job.
It didn't go that way for me. My first
I'm,
4 years,
saying
$4,200
specifically,
a year.
Not me specifically, but I think if you look at the generations, if that's what you want to talk about today, it's a bit different these days for those who are graduating and who have been getting into the workforce over the course of the last 10 to 15 years.
When David Kaplan came home with the report card and Bruce Kaplan came home and his said straight A's, valedictorian, and I had a D plus here and a C there and a B there, but his deportment, that's what they called it back then, deportment, which was behavior. He's the class clown. He's mischievous. He's always trying to be Joe Funny Guy. And I remember the late Marshall Kaplan one day. I said, hey, Mom, can we show him the report cards after dinner? And she said, no, absolutely not. As soon as he walked in, he goes, I know it's report card day. Let me see him. Hey, Bruce, way to go. Great job. Looks at mine. Bam! Right across the face. Yeah, I got the message real quick. Yes, I got better. Not great, better. I'm never going to be Bruce Kaplan. He's the best. 312-332-3776. Bryson's on the south side. Hey, Bryson, what's up, Sparky?
Hey, what's up, Cap? How are you? I'm good to hear you today, man.
Good to have you on, man.
Thank you, thank you. Let me take the mask off, like Future. Look, I the way I got introduced to you, man, is through, you know, your Comcast show. You're always talking about the Cubs. I'm a diehard Sox fan, don't like the Cubs at all. Mm-hmm. Therefore, at the time, I didn't like you. But mm-hmm. I can't let that be the reason why I don't like you, because I like you.
I appreciate you.
And talking to your producer, I told him, hey, man, people change opinions about things, mm-hmm. and it's okay. It doesn't matter when it happens. If you give me enough evidence of why I need to change my opinion of you or a situation, then I'm going to change, and that's okay. And it's nothing wrong with that. But I just want to say this, Cap. You shouldn't have to come on here every day defending yourself. You should be able to have a happy, nice show, just like everybody else does, without having to defend what you said last year or the year before, or one of the producers, oh, well, what about this? Or what about that? No. I need another piece of coal to go along with the Cap on this show, man.
You're the man.
You're doing a good job. Don't be dismayed. Just keep doing what you're doing.
I'll keep being me.
Please.
You're the best, Bryson. Have a great day, and you got a good baseball team to root for, kid.
Gracias. See you later.
You got it. We'll see you.
Cap, Chris and I like Bryson. We think he's a nice guy.
Mm-hmm.
So guess what? Yeah. From this point on, everything you say, we're just going to say, yep, good.
Agreement radio.
We agree, Cap.
Agreement.
Good idea.
Yeah.
Good
peace
call.
And love. Peace and love,
Danny. No, that's cool.
Danny, what's the line you use?
Whatever line you like, Cap.
Yeah, whatever you come up with.
Whatever works for you, Cap.
You really nailed it, yeah.
With peace and love.
Yeah, that sounds good.
That's good.
Yeah.
Let's go to the phones, Jackson.
Great idea. That's a great idea.
Happy smiles.
Jackson, what's up, man?
I'm just calling in to agree radio.
What's going on, man?
I'm sorry, man. That's too good. You don't bench him. He knows what he did wrong. I mean, isn't there an expectation level with David Ross? That's how he was as a player.
Yep.
I like what you said about the veterans policing it. If he does it again, we got problems. But, I mean, he made a mistake. He knows what he did wrong. Let him figure it out. And when people are saying, yeah, you're playing the Royals and the Brewers, we're doing what good teams do. We're beating bad baseball teams. That's the end of story.
Hey, man, just you can only beat who's on the schedule that day. That's it.
Absolutely.
So
we
know the rule. We wake up and we find a way to win a baseball game. Period. Have a great day.
You
stay
too,
safe and healthy. See ya.
See ya.
There you go. 312-332-3776. Dennis is in Downers Grove. Hey, Dennis, what's up, man?
Hey, Cap, I agree with what you're saying about Baez. Just one quick comment. We've seen him do this before,
mm-hmm.
and the thing is that when you say great player, I'd say great talent, because little things like that sometimes make a great player, that they don't do things like that. And one other Cub that probably is our best all-around player right now, other than the pitchers, is a guy that I think also I've seen do that before, and that's Contreras, even though he plays very hard. I'm saying I've seen him do that a couple times. Those little things that the Cubs do over the last 5 years are why they've won so many games. I can't emphasize on-base percentage enough. And, you know, they don't have the greatest lineup in the world. They can't do little things like that. But I agree with what you said, Cap.
Appreciate you listening. Have a great day. 312-332-3776. And I want to bring Mike in. I agree with what Mike's about to say. Hey, Mike.
Hey, thanks for taking my call. Everyone's kind of been touching on it. They agree with it. I'm a big guy. I hate when people dog it. I hate when people don't run out ground balls to first. I absolutely hate it. But after you get paid the big money or you're a star, you know, people don't really say much. But I will say, I honestly do think this is a one-time thing for Javi. I think he's very good at reading the ball, getting tags, going an extra mile, playing 120% every time. There's a lot of moves that Javi does, like stealing home and getting an extra bag and getting phenomenal tags based off effort. There's one guy that I'm going to turn the shoulder to a one-time mistake. It's Javi.
Yeah, Javi's a great player. I said on that video, of course, Chris didn't play it. Appreciate your call, Mike. 312-332-3776. I said on that video, he's one of my favorite players to watch. That doesn't mean that he's perfect. No one is. I'm sure I do things at times that people are like, what? Come on, you're better than that. My wife has used that line. You're better than that. I get it. Just don't let it happen again. But to bench him, I understand it is a different world. I get it. It's different today. 312-332-3776. 312-332-3776. We'll talk to Jeff Dickerson at 11 o'clock. Bill Lazor is speaking this morning. That's the Bears' new offensive coordinator. Who else is speaking today? Bill Lazor. I think Chris Tabor, the special teams coordinator. We'll probably get Chuck Pagano tomorrow.
Chris Tabor, Bill Lazor, and Chuck Pagano goes later today. We'll be off the air when Pagano speaks.
So we can talk about it tomorrow. So we'll hear what they have to say, and hopefully everybody stays safe and healthy. Safe and healthy. Make good decisions. You know, as you watch football, what if one offensive lineman or defensive lineman gets it? Do you quarantine like backups and keep them separate so that if, God forbid, on a Saturday night you've got a game the next day, uh-oh, that guy got it. Well, he was around the entire defensive line. Do they all have to be quarantined? So we'll see. 312-332-3776. 312-332-3776. Let's go to London. George, our guy, Bearlissimo. Hey, George, what's up, man?
Hi, Cap. Hope everyone's well. Yeah, this thing about Javi Baez not running second, running as soon as he hits the ball. Baseball players that are at an elite level have a good feeling, generally speaking, whether it's going to go out or not. And he obviously felt it was. That he's going to make a mistake like that on occasion at the plate. The thing is, how many times when he's out in the field does he save runs? Does he get outs with his ability to turn up double play and things like that? The guy is elite. He hits more than enough home runs. He hits more than enough sort of runs batted in. He's an elite talent. He's going to make mistakes from time to time. You shouldn't try and take away his decision-making because you'll neuter him like Matt Nagy has neutered Mitch Trubisky.
Mitch Trubisky's going to go out and quiet all the haters, right, Bearlissimo?
I think with an offensive line that can block for him, we will see a different Mitch Trubisky. When he is able to play free and not thinking and criticizing and overanalyzing, he's a good player. The problem is we don't see it enough because the offensive line is too much in flux and he's questioning everything that's going on. He's not able to just react. When he reacts, he's a much better player.
Hey, one question. How is things with the pandemic in London? Because a few months ago, it was not in a good spot when you called in. How is it now?
Okay, so improved with the shutdown and everyone's social distancing. We started opening back up, and we're now going back to shutdown in several cities. So it's very clear that if we try and go back to the way that things were at the moment, it's not going to work. You need to keep your masks on every time you're there. You need to wash your hands thoroughly. Don't forget that message. It will shut down again if we don't take responsibility over our personal hygiene and over giving other people space. Take care of each other.
Stay safe and healthy, okay?
Love you guys. Bear down.
Bear down. See ya. That's our guy, Bearlissimo, on Twitter. Good follow. Really good follow. Posts a bunch of Bears breakdowns. He was a football player, so he's got a bunch of X and O stuff during the season on his YouTube channel. It's well worth your time. 312-332-3776. Swedish Chef on Twitter said, Miguel, who I unblocked or unmuted yesterday, I worked really hard to get you unmuted. Don't blow this on day one. Very funny. Very funny. Cap, Chris and Danny are just a couple of yes men. You got to find some guys to challenge you.
Ha, yeah, I agree. Ha, ha. I agree.
312.
For sure, man. That was awesome.
312-332-3776.
That is the phone number, correct.
The godfather of sportscasters yesterday. I angered the godfather of sportscasters. Next.
You're listening to Cap and Company. See what Sparkles is up to on Twitch.
Follow ESPN 1000 Chicago today. Cap and Company.
ESPN 1000, Chicago's home for sports. Yeah.
So I need a picture to go with the Unity tattoo, Danny and Chris. I need a good one. A good, like, I don't know, an animal, a logo, something. Unity. I'm trying to bring people together. And the Unity Walk is 100% going to happen. 100%. Take that, Vicky McHenry. It's absolutely going to happen. I will walk home from work 29 miles and try and raise money for a charity, and we'll pick out a good day when the weather is going to be hopefully cooperative. But once we set it, I got to kind of live up to it. So I'm telling you, it's going to happen. Take that, Christopher. I know you're doubting it. Ned is in Lamont. He's next. 312-332-3776. Ned. Ned?
How are you guys? I want to thank you very much for your show. Thank you for being on the air. You provide a lot of comfort when I'm driving.
Appreciate
it. I want
you.
To say one thing. I called a couple of days offering my opinion about Mitch Trubisky and Nick Foles.
Mm-hmm.
But, Cap, I want to thank you very much for listening to the callers without ridiculing or, you know, making them feel small with their opinion or respect their opinion. You're a class act. And I'm glad you got a dolphin tattoo on your back. I'm just kidding, by the way.
You're the best. I appreciate you, Ned. Have a wonderful day.
You too.
All right. Thanks a lot for your kind words. Hey, everyone's opinion counts. Doesn't mean I'm going to agree with it. Doesn't mean you're going to agree with me. We could spar and you can want to reach through your radio and punch me, and I'm okay with that. I am. And again, if you would like me to unblock you off Twitter, just send a tweet at Waddle and Sylvie. 312-332-3776. Elmhurst Steve. Hey, Steve, what's up, man?
Yeah, good morning. I got your tattoo. You know, you got to have a rainbow, you know, a multicolor rainbow with a dove on either side of the rainbow at the bottom, and then a dolphin jumping over the top.
You're something else. You are something else, man. Something else. There will not be doves and all that on my body. Not going to happen. Love you. 312-332-3776. So, Danny, how did I offend the godfather of sportscasters? That's what you put up on the screen, that I offended or I angered or whatever you wrote, triggered. That's the new word we all use. I triggered the godfather of sportscasters. Who's that? Les Grobstein?
He's on the phone for a second. Go to Gorman, and then he'll fill you in on. And I just, for the record, I just want to make it known, I'm not a part of this, Cap. Mm-hmm. For the record, I'm not a part of it. So just wanted to get that out there first.
Okay.
So keep that in your mind. I'm not a part of it.
All right.
Just doing what I'm told.
Hey, Gorman, what's up, man?
Morning, Cap. I just wanted to make a suggestion before you set the walk in stone. If you were to do a bike ride from work to home, you'd probably cut the time about in half, roughly.
Mm-hmm.
And let's say you have your ending destination be like a Walmart or a Home Depot or a Target that's close to your house. And in the parking lot, you have a cookout. Rather than bring the whole show back to your house, which is probably not something that if you thought about it, you'd want to do. So, you know, you ride a bike and you make it to whatever one of those destinations I suggested by your home. and then you have a talk to them, have, set up some grills and have a cookout and make a big show of it.
Yeah, we've got to get our lives back before we can do cookouts. We got to get past COVID. So I think I'm just going to do the walk. I'm going to try and raise corporate sponsorship and see if we can help a really good, really good charity, a food bank, something like that. So, but okay. I appreciate the kind words. Thanks, man. Good idea.
All right, good luck, brother.
All right.
Bye.
See you, brother. 312-332.
Danny's off the phone.
3776. So,
what were you asking me, Kaplan?
How did I offend Les Grobstein? You said the Godfather of Chicago Sportscasters.
The Godfather of Sportscasters is Mark Gene Greco. So, a little birdie last night texted me and said, hey, by the way, did you hear Gene Greco on Cap? Cap really pissed off Gene Greco, and Gene Greco let Cap have it. So I was very intrigued by this. I'm like, boy, you know, everything Gene Greco says is entertaining. I wonder how my guy, you, Cap, you know, who I always support and agree with everything you say, upset Mark Gene Greco. I tell Chris, the great Christoph Bleck, about it. Chris cuts the audio, and he looks back at me, and he says, boy, I'm not sure we should play this. This might really upset Cap.
You're going to get mad. That's why I'm not a part of this.
Well,
I'm taking myself out of this.
I hadn't heard
Cap's
it yet.
Cap's going to get mad.
So this is more like an on-air production meeting. Well, we discuss whether or not we should play this because we don't want to upset you. You've been in such a good mood lately.
You really have, yeah.
We've really enjoyed your company lately, and we don't want you to, you know, snap.
We don't want the wrath to come down on us.
We don't want the wrath of the captain.
Just because you got an axe to grind with the six, the 2-6 show, Waddle and Sylvie here on ESPN 1000.
I love the 2-6 show.
Well, I mean, you made a comment yesterday that it's a bit inappropriate.
A lot inappropriate.
What did I say that was inappropriate?
It has to do with saying that Sylvie had chemo brain.
I said that to my mother-in-law. She taught me that phrase.
It was a little offensive. It wasn't necessary. And it upset Mark Gene Greco, who's the godfather of sports casters, and, you know.
So are we going to play this off-air for him to then figure out if we should play it on the
air? Just play it.
Don't get mad at us.
Do you promise you're not going to get mad at us?
I won't get mad at you guys.
He couldn't promise
that. You can't promise?
I won't get mad at you guys.
There was a long pause.
Do you promise?
Do you promise that you didn't creatively edit it like you did with the Quintana audio?
Listen, I spent no time on this. Seriously. They play your voice while they're talking. That is not me. That's Jeff Meller, Adam Abdallah, Waddle and Sylvie, and Mark Gene Greco. Okay?
Play it.
But no, see, he's already
now
mad.
You're already getting
he's
angry.
He's already mad, and we haven't even played it.
We were having such a good week with you, the captain.
All right, forget it. Go to the calls. He's not going to want to hear it.
Let me ask you a question.
Yeah?
Do you think we should play it?
Well, that's a loaded question. If you're going to be mad at us, then no.
I don't get mad at you guys.
I haven't heard it, so I just put all my faith in Christoph Bleck.
It's you guys know the scene in Once Upon a Time in Hollywood where Leo has the flamethrower?
Yeah.
I never saw that.
Oh, Gene Greco's taking a flamethrower to Cap?
I think that's what happens here. I think that's what happens.
Mark's smarter than that.
Well,
I mean, he's damn near 70. He's smarter than that.
Our good friend Tracy Butler chimes in. She texted me, I'm nervous. Don't play it. I'm scared. That's from Tracy Butler.
That's how I feel. I feel you, Trace.
Well, let me ponder it, and then we'll maybe play it.
See, you're going to get mad at me because I'm the one that cut it, even though I was the one just following orders.
Who gave you the orders? Danny?
Zetterman.
Well, I didn't give orders. I just said, hey, a little birdie texted me last night and said, Gene Greco went after Cap for his chemo brain comment. It would be funny if you played it for Cap. So all I did was relay that message to Chris because Chris is the guru of sound on the Cap and Company
show. Who texted you?
A little birdie. I will never out my sources. You never out your sources. You just say a good source close to me. A little birdie last night during the Hawks game, I got a text. Hey, Gene Greco went after Cap for his chemo brain comment. It might be funny to play for Cap. So this morning when Chris was working on his outstanding Blackhawks montage, I said, by the way, Chris, a little birdie told me that Gene Greco went after Cap. Should we play it? I left it at that. I didn't say we should. I didn't say we shouldn't. I just let him know. Chris then doing his job, listened to it, put it in. He turns to me and says, boy, this might piss off Cap.
I'm not a part of this.
And that's where we find ourselves now.
Let me ponder it for 3 minutes. This hour brought to you by Blue Cross Blue Shield of Illinois. Through life's ups and downs, for all the journeys ahead, you know what to bring. The card you can count on. Blue Cross Blue Shield of Illinois. Through it all.
This is Cap and Company.
Weekdays, 9 to noon.
ESPN 1000. Chicago's home for sports.
Hey, it's the Sylvie Strong Challenge. Post on Instagram or Twitter wearing your Sylvie Strong shirt or a homemade version. Use the hashtag Sylvie Strong Challenge. Be sure you're following at ESPN 1000 on Twitter or ESPN Chicago on Instagram. First place is a new TV and free streaming. Second and third place get gift cards from obviousshirts.com. It's an awesome, awesome place. And our guy Joe, who runs it's the best. It's our version of Where's Waldo? Where will we see you wearing a Sylvie Strong shirt? Official rules at ESPNChicagoContests.com. Thanks for helping the V Foundation and showing your support for Sylvie during his fight against cancer with ESPN 1000.
All right, so was that the proper place to read that after what we've just been debating and you calling saying Sylvie has cancer, chemo brain? Was that the proper place to read that?
Yeah, thought so.
All right.
Sylvie knows I've been there with him every step of this journey. Yes. 100%. So let me ask you a question. Do you think I should play this, Chris?
Do I think you should play it? Yeah, yeah, but I think you're going to get mad. I think that's why I'm not a part of this. Just here, just doing my job. You know, Cap, when I wake up in the morning,
yeah,
I just try and put on some clothes and leave the house and get a coffee and just find a way to win a game.
That's it.
That's just what I try and do here.
Find a way to win a baseball game.
Yeah, I mean, I think you're going to get upset. So, but on the flip side, the chemo brain comment wasn't one that sat well with me yesterday. So I get why they're sticking up for Sylvie on Waddle and Sylvie yesterday.
Listen, I know our job is to agree with you. Bryson said that we can't disagree with you anymore. You co-sign that. I have to agree with
Love
Chris.
Love you, Bryson.
I have to agree with Chris. The chemo brain was an inappropriate comment. So I understand why they came at you.
It was not now, inappropriate. It was meant in peace and love.
There's nothing peace and love about what Sylvie's going through. His positive attitude, what he's going through, his fight and his drive.
It's amazing.
The fact that the man does chemo on Fridays and shows up every Monday and does a sports talk show for 4 hours shows he has no chemo brain.
Amazing.
Nothing about him says chemo brain.
Amazing.
So it was a little inappropriate.
Yeah, I didn't think so. My mother-in-law, who you know, battled it for a long time, that's what she would call it. I'd be like, hey, Marty, did you want this? Oh, I have chemo brain.
One thing for her to say it. It's another thing for you. You know,
I wouldn't use it
like,
as like a dig at someone.
Like
as,
I can.
As Danny has taught me. It was said with peace and love.
Peace and love. So I have not heard the audio, but I mean this with peace and love. Your demeanor this last week has been so great. We don't want to
unity.
Ruin that.
Yeah.
It's about unity.
You're on a momentum of positivity right now.
It's about to all crash.
It could come crashing to a halt. On the other hand, I hear it's good audio.
Play it.
And Rage Cap is fun, too.
Promise us that you will not hold us accountable for this.
I always will, because I think you two little guys are somewhere in the back.
Little guys, microaggression.
Involved with this.
Obviously, need some diversity training.
Oh, okay.
All right, play it.
All right, here it is yesterday. So they were talking about Governor Pritzker not getting back to the show because they want to book him on the show. Mm-hmm. And you came up in conversation.
Maybe Cap called him and told him that you had chemo brain.
Mark, did you hear that? No. Cap said that today?
Yeah, I did hear he said that. What was in a reference to? What did you say?
Because I said he's all of a sudden rooting for the White Sox for the first time like in his life. And I called it a radio trick. I think it's a good radio trick.
It is a radio trick. It's a standard radio trick. And he's King Flipper. So, I mean...
Yeah, I think he was having a chemo moment there.
Oh, gee, wow. Really? Really? You think you can get away with that?
You know what? I compared that. I said that's akin to having an argument with someone and just out of the blue going nuclear and saying, oh, yeah, well, I slept with your mom.
Exactly.
Yeah? Well, I had sex with your wife.
Hey, it is what that's it is. I've got to deal with it anyway, so.
So what's he going to
do? What's with you worse, your wife or your mom?
He's doing his doing a unify walk?
Yes, that's what he's
going to unify all his personalities? There you go. Take that, Mr. Chemo Brain. Don't be calling my guy Chemo Brain.
Yeah, I think he was having a chemo moment there.
Jeez. Let's go with Ego Brain. God. Rip and Sylvie. Wow. I'm going to have to come after him.
He gave an explanation, didn't he? Did he, like, he's known some people that have gone through the same thing? Mel, well, you got to play that portion of it as well. Like, he almost, he's tried to justify it.
The thing is I read about it. Thankfully, I don't think I've experienced it because, like.
Wink, wink.
Yeah, like your memory go. You know, like sometimes you forget stuff.
Hey, I'm eating Prevagen like M&M's now. I can't remember anything.
I've had people in my life with cancer. They talk about chemo brain.
Okay, so he's trying to clean it up now.
Horrible battle. That's what he was fighting there.
Yeah, clean it.
There
it happens.
I'm not mad at all. I stand by what I said.
I'll say this. That was the first time I heard the audio. That wasn't as bad as I thought.
Yeah.
I thought you'd be a lot more pissed. The way Chris made it sound, I thought Gene Greco took a flamethrower to you.
Ego line, that was a pretty good line.
Just two jabs to your ribs, but nothing that you've never dealt with before.
Yeah, that's
all right, then. I'm glad you're not angry about it.
Not at all. He wants to throw the ego line out. He obviously was looking in a mirror when he was saying it.
See, there he goes. See, I told you.
Oh, shots fired at the
Godfather. I mean, come on. Yeah, guy snaps on his hairpiece and hangs out. Channel 7 does 3 minutes a night.
3 minutes?
3 minutes.
Love you, Mark. 312-332-3776 is our phone number. Greg,
that's it? That's all you got for him?
What do you want me to say? Consider the source. That's it. That's it. Take that, Gene Greco. Greg's in St. John, Indiana. Hey, Greg.
What's up, boys? I'm hearing a lot of divisiveness. I want to give Cap gets the Javi pass for that comment, because we all know, you know, Sylvie shared the video of Cap dropping off the food on his doorstep, so he's got to get the Javi pass here, in my opinion.
Thank you.
You know, he's been in his career. I got your back, Cap. And I also want to have Black, Zetterman, and even Adam Abdallah's back. You know, that dude that called in and said he's tired of the company, get out of here with that. Cap, you need to start having these guys back. All these haters coming on, Black and Zetterman and Abdallah, those are our mortal enemies. Anybody else, they got to speak to us.
They can't do that to our pledges. Only we can do that to our pledges.
Yeah, these guys calling in talking about getting rid of the company, they don't know what they're talking about. This is great radio. I love the banter, and keep it up. And I got an idea for the Unity tattoo. It'll be me, you, and Mitch holding arm in arm after he wins the starting quarterback job.
Well, that's a great segue. We call that a segue in the broadcasting world. Greg, thank you, thank you. Have a great day.
Have a good day, gentlemen.
You too. So, Stacey Dales, my friend who works for NFL Network, she's awesome. Here's what she just tweeted. Bears OC Bill Lazor says quarterback Mitchell Trubisky is showing great recall, which is critical for a quarterback. When a play is in, it's in. Quarterback must have it in the huddle. Mitch has shown the ability to recall in all our walkthrough situations. Very, very positive. Take that, Dahlenbeck. 312-332-3776. JD, that would be Jeff Dickerson, on all the happenings at Hallis Hall in exactly 2 minutes.